I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Pear Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's your Eastern Sierra news. Well, as you know, yesterday a fiber optic line was cut and caused major disruptions to EMS, Bishop PD, CHP, hospitals, and many other communications, including internet and phones. Thankfully, most of that has been repaired. Also yesterday, Senator Marie Alvarado Gill delivered a powerful message of unwavering support for California's law enforcement officers by casting strong no votes against four bills that would have tied the hands of police, undermined critical partnerships, weakened prosecutions, and restricted essential tools needed to keep our community safe. SB 1105, a dangerous assault on Joint Task Force and public safety. I stand along the California Police Chiefs Association and California State Sheriffs Association and Peace Officers Research Association of California, PORAC, in flagging this legislation as highly problematic. Direct conversation with our law enforcement community reveal a dangerous reality. It will severely compromise public safety. This bill heavily restricts local law enforcement from participating in vital joint operations, builds unnecessary barriers between agencies when we should be encouraging cooperation. Under this bill, the mere allegation of identifying profiling is enough to paralyze a critical safety partnership. SB 1173, blocking a gift to criminal defense attorneys at the expense of victims. Senator Alvarado Gill voted no on SB 1173, which sought to restore jury instructions on lesser-related offenses, a move strongly opposed by California District Attorneys Association. This bill would have allowed defendants to push juries towards softer charges even when the evidence supports the original offense, undermining prosecutors and weakening accountability for serious crimes. Then there's SB 937, protecting law enforcement critical tools. Senator Alvarado Gill voted no, which would have banned the use of flashbang grenades and explosive breaching charges by law enforcement and crowd control and immigration enforcement scenarios. These tools are essential for safely resolving dangerous situations without resorting to deadly force. Her vote protects the operational flexibility for peace officers and their need to do their jobs effectively. SB 938, rejecting discrimination against dedicated federal law enforcement officers. California's law enforcement officers are the thin blue line standing between our families and chaos. Senator Alvarado Gill concluded, "I will always fight to give them the tools, the partnerships, and the support they deserve, and I will never hesitate to vote against any bill that puts politics ahead of public safety." Senator Alvarado Gill remains committed to backing the brave men and women who wear the badge and to delivering the tough on crime policies California families demand. Well, sadly, Rosaline Rose Mildred Button, 77, loving daughter of four, mother of four, grandmother of seven, and wife to Richard Button, passed away in Bishop, California on March 23rd, 2026. Rose was a caring, loving mother in every sense of the word. She worked as a CNA at the Lone Pine Convalescent Home, looking after those who needed help and care. She enjoyed spending time with her family and tending to her garden. Rose and Richard traveled the Southwest in their retirement, always together. Services will be held on Saturday, May 30th, 2026 at 10 a.m. at Santa Rosa Catholic Church in Lone Pine. The committal service will take place immediately following the Mass at Mount Whitney Cemetery. A potluck reception will be held following the burial at the Lone Pine Paiute Shoshone Tribal Gym at 1 p.m. For more news, go to SierraWave.net or follow us on that thing called Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on X.com. For 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening. Yeah.